Time for another local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Kate Pauling. Apart from being appalling, you are a propagator.
Indeed.
You are the first propagator I've ever met, I think.
That might not be entirely true. Have you ever germinated seeds for your vegetable garden?
Not for my vegetable garden, but I do have two children.
Okay, so you might be a propagator too.
Okay, good. Where do you grow your seeds? Because I know where I grow mine.
So I grow my seeds at Nasami Farm, which is New England Wildflower Society's native plant nursery. We're up in Waitley. We propagate from seed native plants to our region.
Like? You brought an array of plants right here. What do you got?
So I've got spicebush, which is Lindera benzoin.
Lindera benzoin.
I'm big on Latin names.
Got to show off somehow.
Take a sniff.
So this is the firebush or whatever it's called?
It's spicebush.
Okay.
Give it a little crush.
Crush it?
Yeah, just like give it a little. No, just
to
give
get
it a
the
little
oils
pinch.
Going?
Yeah.
Ooh, bad
yeah,
spice
give
bush.
It a little smack.
Can everyone smell that now?
Yeah.
It's oh, like that smell. Yes.
Scratch
yes.
your radio, everybody. Just smack your radio and you'll be able to smell it. Okay, so that's spice.
That's
what,
spice.
What do you do with it other than, you know, gently massage it and then smell your fingers?
Well, it's a great plant for the landscape because it's one of the first shrubs to flower, and it flowers before it leaves out. So it's really funky looking. What's cool about this plant is it is the host for the spicebush swallowtail butterfly.
Ah.
And it's one of the only plants that that butterfly will lay its eggs and hatch out its larvae on.
Why lean towards the native plants? I know I hear a lot of things about invasive species, etc. Are we having a major problem with that? And is this a way to reclaim the land back from the more invasive species?
Native plants are great because they are, number one, suited to our climate, so they do really well.
Because they were designed to be growing here in New England.
They have had many, many years to evolve with, you know, the birds and the bees that also call this place their home.
Back to germinating seeds again.
Right.
Tell me about some more of the plants that you have here, Kate Pauling from Nasami Farm, New England Wildflower Association.
I've got some ramps. This is also a popular edible plant, and it smells oniony. People actually harvest these, and they're a delicacy of the spring.
Do I eat this leaf?
Yeah, you could eat that leaf.
Are you sure? Because I know some plants, if you eat them and don't cook them, like fiddleheads, you will die.
Well, if you do, I'll just finish out the show. It's okay. Phil here still, and Monty gone, and we're here with Nasami Farm. What else do we have?
So we've also got wintergreen, this little native perennial. You okay, Monty?
Yeah.
Wintergreen is short native perennial ground cover.
It's what they make lifesavers out of, I hear.
Take a leaf and pinch it in half.
Mm-hmm.
You get like this great wintergreen scent. The berries are these bright pink little berries. You can chew on the berries.
Can I chew on the leaves?
You can't chew on the leaves.
Why? What will happen to me? I was going to use it as sort of like
I may take over the show.
I can't guarantee what will happen to you, so.
Okay. We'll throw that one away.
So, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. If someone is willing to honor, love, and remember their mothers on Mother's Day, what does one get for one's mother?
Yeah, what's the best mom bush?
Native azaleas are great. Mm-hmm. They're really fragrant, beautiful flowers. But I think any plant that's a perennial that comes back every year that your mom can look at every year.
So we could get one thing this year and be done with it.
Next year you could say, Mom, I bought you the bush last year.
Don't you remember? Yeah. It's planted. It's beautiful.
It grew again.
Well, it depends on how great your mom is. Maybe some moms want another perennial every year.
Oh,
that defeats the purpose. That's all of a sudden an annual.
You know, I think, again, this is another story about a local farm that we have agricultural protection restrictions on, APR restrictions, that the family wanted it to continue on, but they weren't going to continue farming.
We purchased the farm from the August family. It was a great way for the family to ensure that the farm would be preserved the way that they wanted it to be preserved. We are operating a small agricultural operation out of it, the nursery. We also run education programs, and then the back 40 is all sanctuary land managed for wildlife habitat.
And where did the name come from?
It's the three children of Nancy and Bob August, Nathan, Sarah, and Michelle.
Oh, I see. I thought it was some sort of Japanese name or something, or I'm a San spelled backwards.
Yeah, no.
Kate Pauling from Nasami Farm and New England Wildflower, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks. Buy local food and
propagate locally.
Yeah.